Survivor Specialist Phil and Alexa are back with our Edge of Extinction Episode 12 recap. Alexa's looking cozy because we are back at midnight for her. I can't believe she made me stay up this late. I'm really pissed off.
Yeah, Phil, this is way past your bedtime. What are you doing?
I don't know. I wish I was asleep. I wish I was done. I actually watched this episode twice. I kind of wish that we would have ended up doing this last week because last week's episode was a lot better than this week's episode. But I did watch it twice. I enjoyed it both times. I really dig this season. I don't care what anybody tells me I should think because you should all listen to me. I have a podcast. All of you just have comments and keyboards, which we all know. Sorry, Alexa. In the 3 hour span between that last episode ending and this episode ending, while I was waiting for you, I had to do a lot of research on the internet. So yeah, I'm just annoyed. But everybody listen to me because I like this season. So boom, there you go.
I think this season's been okay. It doesn't help that I'm incredibly tired. And this is me complaining, even though for people who just hopped on this season, we used to podcast at this time normally. I found that episode to be pretty darn boring. And I have not been on the internet tonight. And based on what you have to say, I'm probably not going to go on the internet or Twitter anymore, just talking about Survivor because I love this show and I don't feel the need to complain about it. That being said, this was a pretty boring episode. Aurora going home felt very that was super boring. We were like, we didn't get much Aurora early on, and then we're like kind of built up. We're learning her story. We're learning her personal story. We're getting her crushing it in challenges. And then this whole episode is about how everyone's leaving her out, and then she goes home. It was so, I don't know. It was so, I don't know.
You're probably insanely tired. I
do sound insane. I'm also leaning back, so yeah, I'm sorry, but am I wrong in thinking that was
no, it wasn't a great episode at
yeah
all. Like it was very okay. What it came down to is a lot of like Aurora, her instant reaction is you actually believed Rick, and that's not what happened, and everybody there knows that that's not what happened. Nobody was scared that Rick was actually going to play the idol for Julie. They all decided they were going to vote Aurora out beforehand. Because going into this finale, if there's one thing I'm pretty certain of right now, it's that Julie's going to be in the final three and not get – maybe get one or two votes and nothing else.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like to me because Lauren wants to go to the end with Julie. And I think Lauren and Julie are both going to be in the final three. It's just a matter of who the third person is going to be with them. So tonight in my perusing of the webs of the inter, I got to see lots and lots and lots of people complaining that Rick Devins just like got all the credit for that move and blah, blah, blah. Well, Rick Devins like made that happen. He stole the move from all of them and made it seem like it was his move, despite the fact that it wasn't. And the bad thing for Victoria, Lauren, Gavin, and who's the other person? Not Julie. So just Lauren, Victoria, and Gavin. The bad thing for them is the person who's going to Edge of Extinction also thinks that it was Rick Devins' move. So they're not going to be giving any credit to Victoria, Gavin, and Lauren. And that's not going to come out until somehow it comes out in the final six or whatever when somebody returns from Edge of Extinction. But that's the problem right now. And you can hate Rick Devins all you want, or you can hate his gameplay, but like he's doing more than everybody else is doing. And he's like he said, I'm working harder than everybody else. You can't leave a guy alone like that and let him find an idol. You can't let him take your move away from you in front of the jury. He's playing to the jury and nobody else is. And like, I'm not going to sit here and say that Rick Devins sucks because he's playing to the jury when no one else is. And I get other people are playing better on the island, but Rick Devins is playing better where it matters.
That was, so as someone who hasn't been on the internet, I probably could have seen that coming, that's what everyone's saying. But okay, Phil, this is a podcast between me and you. I'm loving Rick tonight. He's like, I'm grinding harder than everyone else. Mm-hmm. Oh, crap. Can you talk for about 30 seconds?
Yeah, I will talk for 30 seconds. Okay, Alexa, yeah. I just talked for 30
right
seconds.
Back.
Alexa's about to run away. But I don't know what just happened. But anyway, yeah, so I'll just keep talking about Rick Devins then the entire time. I love Rick Devins. I think Rick Devins is playing great. And I know a lot of people are annoyed that he's just there and he had been voted out already and all these things have happened. But Rick Devins is playing the game the way you're supposed to play Modern Survivor. And if you get mad that he's finding idols, there hasn't been a season without idols in 25 seasons. So, like, if you're mad that he's finding idols, everybody else should be looking for idols just as hard as he is. And they even said he's running around. You know, I look away and there he goes. Like, somehow you got it. You got to have all five of you marching behind him all the time. And they're just not doing it. So I don't know. I just think that Rick Devens right now is getting a lot of hatred for no reason. And it's a lot of personal hatred. And that's what annoys me the most. I don't care if you don't want him to win. I don't care if you don't like him. I don't want him to win either. I think it would be a better show if somebody else wins, because this has been an incredibly unpredictable season. And if anybody other than Rick wins, that keeps the unpredictability. But to go out here and start calling him a sexist and like misogynistic, like he saying that he's misogynistic and all this stuff, and just getting really personal with the attacks, that's ridiculous. And once again, if you think this game is rigged for Rick Devens, and I said it on last week's recap, and I'm going to say it again right now, and it's not that I'm saying if you disagree with me that this is how you should be. You cannot like Rick Devens, but if you think the game is rigged for Rick Devens, shut up, because it's not rigged for Rick Devens.
I'm sorry for the interruption. Where did misogyny and sexism come in?
Oh, well, Rick's a sexist because he told two women that they were goats and they weren't doing anything. And it's like he's playing it up to the jury, people.
I see, Phil, this is why we have our own podcast. Don't worry about that stuff. That stuff's not what matters.
Yeah. But anyway, well, I had to talk about something. You weren't here. So I had to keep a conversation going.
All I heard was misogyny and sexism. So I sprinted back.
Yeah. She got excited at that. Okay. Anyway, so going into this episode now, I actually think that tonight's episode was a really big Lauren episode.
Lauren, I think that a fantastic episode.
Yeah. I think finally she kind of came out a little bit more, because like her and Victoria have both been kind of hovering where they're getting screen time and they're getting these little moments. But when is one of them going to really break out? And I feel like tonight Lauren had a big breakout compared to everybody else. So Alexa, you should probably talk, because everybody just heard my voice way too much.
I'm sorry. No, I was actually going to say that Lauren had a fantastic episode, and it was almost like they had a blinking light that she had that she still has that hidden immunity idol. And that is going to go really well for her, because all eyes are on Rick. All eyes have been on Rick. No eyes are on Lauren. And she was kind of the first one to say, wait a minute, Julie and I have had a connection since we had the super romantic mud massage however many weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And she kind of wanted to keep Julie. So she, I don't know if she was the one who actually started the conversations, but at least to the viewer, that she was the first person who brought that up. And she's looking super calm. She was the first person to catch, understandably, the first and only person to catch that Rick got that idol on the beach. Mm-hmm. And she found a way to convey that without showing that she had an idol. So I thought Lauren was super slick tonight. I think Lauren is in a fantastic position to get to the final three.
I'm really interested to see how the final tribal speeches are going to play out. Mm. Because what Lauren did tonight was really well done. Because she doesn't reveal to her alliance that she has an idol. She doesn't reveal to Rick Devens that she has an idol. But she's telling everybody he's lying. And if you're looking into that, you start to say, wait, does Lauren know something we don't know? But it doesn't seem like anybody's looking into that. So if she's already planting this in their heads, and then at her final tribal speech, she can sit down and say, look, I knew Rick was lying because I had found an idol. Here it is. This is the idol. But I didn't want to tell all of you I had an idol, because then I'd become a threat, because then I'd become a target. But I was the one who knew this, and I'm calling him out. Like, that can mean something, because that's showing that, like, you were thinking on like a different level. And I don't know, some of these people still might not vote for Rick if he gets to a final three, because he has been voted out of the game. So I think right now Lauren's creating an argument, right, that says like, I can beat anybody because I've known what's going on this entire game. And I love that she called him out. I wish that more would have happened with
it. Yeah, I love that he did that. That's a genius move. I forget who said it. It might have been Ron, however many weeks ago, when he said, we think everything is on the edge of extinction. That's where all the idols are. That's where all the advantages are. So great on Rick to play that up, because no one would have questioned that except for the one person who still has an idol. And they weren't believing her for a while. And so I thought she was going to say, oh, well, Kelly found one. But as soon as you drop that, then it's implied that Lauren was a part of that. So I think Rick made a great call on that. And Lauren did a great job of completely usurping that. And she and Rick have a really funky relationship, because they were obviously never super close. It was the two of them when Rick went home the first time. It was between him and Lauren who were going to go home, but they're sort of coexisting together, because he's never really gunning to get rid of her. She's gunning for him, as is everybody else. I don't think hers is as like not personal, but hers isn't as driven as everybody else's. But I think there's some form of odd mutual respect for each other. So I'm kind of enjoying how the two of them are interacting.
I loved the line of last two Manu standing. And then she walks away and he just like looks under a leaf.
Yeah.
Like, I thought that was great because they're the last Manu standing and it was one or the other at that tribal. Like you said, Rick goes home, but now Rick's back and it's the last two Manu. But Rick keeps winning immunity. So he can't get targeted. Lauren's never been a target. What is really interesting about Lauren right now, though, is we have seen her relationship with every single person out there. Mm. And tonight, Rick had those confessionals that you can imagine being played at the 7-minute reunion that's going to be this season. But he had those confessionals like, I'm doing this for my family. They're going to be proud of me. I'm proud of me.
He's I'm going to win this game.
Yeah, I'm going to win this game. Like, I'm working harder than everybody else. Like, he had all those confessionals. But we have seen Lauren's relationship with every single person left in the game. We know where her and Rick stand. They're making an effort to make that happen. We know she goes up to Gavin today and says, look, I want to vote out Aurora, not Julie. We know where her and Victoria stand because last week it was Victoria and her who sat on the beach and said, I'm tired of working against each other. Let's work together. And then we saw Lauren and Julie in that mud bath doing their thing. So everybody who's left in the game, we know where Lauren stands with them. And I think that is because she's going to be in the final three and somebody's going to be either taking her there or she's going to be taking somebody there. And it's like, Lauren is the hub right now. Everybody's kind of revolving around Lauren as much as it seems like everybody's revolving around Rick because that's what we're seeing. Everybody's revolving around Lauren right now.
Mm-hmm. And she's doing that in a way that is so discreet that I think it's not planned and that's not to make it sound like a knock against her. I think that's just super natural. I think she's proven that she can have relationships with all of these different types of personalities, yet nobody is fearful of her. And that really helps that she has the meat shield to end all meat shields, Rick in front of her. Mm-hmm. But I think if Rick goes home, I don't think people go for Lauren. If Rick goes home, and it's these four. How many people are left?
There's five. There's five left, and then there's what?
Eleven.
Yeah, so they're about to be six.
Yeah, so I guess like what I'm trying to say is, if Lauren's the only Manu to all of these commas left, it doesn't feel like that.
Well, because Rick will go first, Julie would go first. Gavin and Victoria want to work with Lauren. They don't want to work with Julie. Yeah, so, exactly. So if Rick goes home or if Rick wins immunity, then Julie goes home. Depends on who's going to come back. But whoever comes back is – if it's a comma who comes back, they're not going to be pleased with the commas because the commas voted them out. And if it's a Manu who comes back, they're not going to be pleased with the commas because it's the commas who voted them out. Like, it's a really weird situation because the commas were in the majority of the entire game and they pretty much voted out every single person who's on that jury aside from Chris, Reem. And that's really it. So, mm-hmm. So other than that, they voted out every person. So I don't know. That's why I keep saying, though, I'm curious to see how these final tribal speeches are going to go because I'm not like, yes, I think like right now Rick is the front runner, but man, there are really compelling arguments from Gavin, Victoria, and Lauren if they sit at final three against Rick Devins or against whoever returns from Extinction Island. I think the only one who doesn't have an argument to win right now is Julie because I think Julie – Lauren said it tonight. She's seen as like crazy by the jury right now. So I think I can beat her. And I think that's how everybody is seeing Julie right now, as somebody they can beat. And that Julie's going to get one or two votes and the other 11 are going to go between the other two people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Julie has a pretty clear shot to the end. And I think Lauren does too. I know we were saying that Lauren's going to end up there, but I feel like I think both of us originally thought that would happen more by happenstance. I think Lauren is in a great spot to get herself there. Mm-hmm. Despite all the fire puns and fire implications, if she wins fire, then she got herself there. I think Lauren's probably in the best position to get to this final three behind only Julie, but I don't even want to assume that everyone's viewing Julie as this goat. But,
I don't think they're viewing her as a goat at all. I just think that she has... Yeah,
that word's overused.
You know what it came into? You know what it came down to tonight, I think, is Lauren was saying, I'm voting out Julie no matter what. And I think Victoria and Gavin had a conversation that pretty much went, look, if we don't vote with Lauren, then it's going to be a tie. We don't want to go to rocks for Aurora. So screw it. Let's just vote with Lauren this one vote. She'll see that we're like three strong. She's never going to work with Devins. So at worst, it's 2-2 at final four. Like, and if she's never going to work with Rick, Is she really going to have it be 3-2 and she's going to vote one of us out next time at Final Five? Like, that's not going to happen. So I think they had this conversation, just happened off screen, and it was like, we have to vote Aurora out. It just doesn't make sense to put our necks on the line for her. So I don't think Julie's a goat. I just think she had the right protection tonight. Mm-hmm. I do, though, think that Julie's name is probably not coming up until or at earliest Final Four, because Final Six next week, it's got to be Devin's or the Edge of Extinction returnee. Final Five's got to be whichever one of them is still left.
No, Devin's has the idol. Devin's and Lauren are done. They're in.
They're in, but what I'm saying is I think that they're still going to target Rick Devin's.
Oh, in terms of target? Oh,
yeah, because he can't play can he play the idol at Final Five?
I think you can, because everyone's biggest problem with the Fire is that there's no more pure vote.
Yeah, so I think what will happen is they will still put their votes on Rick Devin's at Final Six, and then they might have to split it up. They might have to find something out, but they have to put their votes on Rick Devin's at Final Six. Otherwise, he's a fire-making challenge away from sitting in the Final Three, and do you really want that? No. I don't know. So you have to put the votes on him and just hope your name's not the one that he writes down. Yeah. You know, so who's the one with the best chance of having that happen? Probably Gavin, I would think, because I don't think that Rick is viewing Victoria as a threat. I don't think he wants to vote out Lauren, because I think he thinks like, okay, Lauren might at some point be okay with me. And he definitely doesn't want to vote out Julie. So depending on who the Edge of Extinction returnee is, I think that Gavin's probably the one who takes the bullet if they try to put all their votes on Rick.
Yeah, and I think, and I love that in this day and age of Survivor, this is what it's going to come down to. It's going to come down to who wins that individual immunity challenge. And with Aurora being out of the game, she very well might pop back in. Who's going to be Rick right now? We've had Gavin. Gavin's won. Julie won the very first one. She hasn't won since. So
hasn't really been in any of the challenges.
She hasn't. And the Edge of Extinction person is probably going to be exhausted.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I think that Rick can lose. I don't think he's like unbeatable by any means, but with who he's up against, I could definitely see him running the gauntlet here. But whoever's coming back from Edge of Extinction, as long as it's not Wardog or Reem, they can beat Rick, and I think they very well could. And he just has to not win at Final Six. See, here's my thing with this season right now. I'm loving this season. I liked tonight's episode. I didn't think it was great. I mean, yeah, it was a letdown from last week. And also, like, I liked Aurora. Aurora was growing on me. But to see Rick, the problem was Rick found the idol in the first 15 minutes. So once he found the idol, you lose half of your drama. It's gone because we know he has an idol. So that's a problem. But if Rick Devin's gets voted out, and I'm using air quotes, at Final Six, but plays his idol, and then at Final Five he doesn't have an idol, and Rick Devin's gets voted out, he could get voted out at Final Five. I just want to see him have to struggle without the idol in his pocket. Like, I want to see him not win immunity at Final Six and have to play that idol because he's terrified he's going home, and then not win immunity at Final Five. Like, I think that would be amazing. And it probably won't happen, but that's where my thinking is at right now, because as much as Rick has owned the screen the last couple weeks, I still, for some reason, am not sold on the fact that he's going to win.
I don't think he wins. I don't know. Did either of us think Ben was going to win? I don't think we did.
I did. I think I did. I think I started saying.
I think we thought Devin was
going to win. That's true. Going into that finale, I think we were between Devin and Ben, though, because I definitely was not thinking Chrissy was going to win. I definitely didn't think Ryan was going
to
win.
No. And not to make the Ben comparison, but in terms of the screen time and the idols, that is a Ben comparison, but I like Ben, so I'm not saying Rick has been two idols in a row and everyone wants to get rid of him, and he's getting a ton of screen time. So yes, that is exactly what was going down with Ben. I think the difference is with this Edge of Extinction, that completely resets the drawing board.
And I think a lot of people are mad because Rick was voted out, now he's back in. But at the same time, we have the individual immunity thing written down here. The first four individual immunities were not won by Rick Devin's. And Rick Devin's played his idol for David. You had your chance. Like, you had your chance to vote him out. Like, you have to take these chances. If you think that somebody like that can be a threat later down the line, you have to take these chances. You have to vote them out.
And they just didn't realize he was going to be a threat.
Well, I'm saying, like, it was four individual means. Like, one of the things that I saw today was like, you know.
Yeah, don't. But
no, I want to say this. No, I want to say this.
I don't want to listen to it.
Okay, then don't. This is something that I'm saying on my own. Then, okay, we'll pretend that I'm making this.
Let me. I'm out.
Take your headphones off. Yeah, take your headphones off. But people really believe that Lauren, Victoria, Gavin are playing a great game, and I agree they are playing a great game. But if the only person who can beat you is still in the game, and you had chances to take them out, I'm not going to blame the person who you didn't take out. That's on you. You can be playing a great game, but you need to open your eyes to that, and you need to get them. And I get that there were other big threats. You had Wardog, you had David, you had Wentworth. But you had to start to notice how big of a threat Rick was going to be, because now you're at a point where, like, oh, crap, our back is against the wall. And, like, we're running out of time to vote him out. And I think that was the big realization tonight when he had pulled out that idol. It's like, what are we going to do? Because we're about to be at final
vote left.
Yeah, that's it. Like, we don't have any time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I wanted to say about that. Now you can put your headphones back.
Oh, no. For people listening on iTunes, I promise I was listening the entire time. I'm rude, but I'm not that rude. I think those are fans complaining. Those aren't the players complaining. The players are playing. But I did, and this is, I remember we talked about this during Heroes, Healers, Hustlers, and this is something we'll never see, because we obviously don't know anyone who, like, is in production. But when he first finds that idol, no one's following him. And then once he's running around like a crazy person, then everyone starts to follow him. Even though, and I know that they timed this up perfectly, but Rick gets that idol, and then Gavin goes, yeah, we need all eyes on him. And everyone's like, yeah, that sounds great. And they're all just hanging out there. Like, I know those were probably different days. I get it. But I found that really odd that at the beginning he gets no attention when he's hunting, and then at the end, everyone's following him around.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, because I thought the same thing, and I even wrote, like, oh my God, they're so stupid. Like, you have to follow this guy. Like, but I think, I forget who said it. I think it was in the Kageon, where somebody said, like, you can't be watching everybody 24/7. Like, and I think that's just what they ran into.
He said that too. Because it's
true. Was it Chrissy?
It's true. Yeah. They all said it.
Yeah, and it's true. And, like, I think that they're kind of being edited to be like, oh, look, we're just sitting around while Devins is out there running around. Because at that moment, nobody was following Devins when he found it. But had Devins found it when he's, like, sprinting away from Gavin, when he's running and hiding behind the tree on Aurora, when he's doing all those things, mm-hmm. I'm sure that they would have, like,
still. When he played peekaboo with Aurora, I lost so it. Fun. That was unbelievable.
It's so funny. So I think that, like, these conversations definitely happened, and they definitely tried to follow him around as much as they can. But, like, you got to eat at some point. You got to be, like, I'm sure, like, people go to the bathroom, right? Like,
possibly? Not sure.
Possibly. I don't know. When you're not eating.
And they do that in the water, not in the woods where the idols are hanging out.
Exactly. Yeah. So, like.
Is that the physically smallest idol we've ever seen?
It looks fake.
I thought it was just a clue. I think he was as surprised as I was that it was a real idol.
And I like this late in the game that they're making the real idols look fake, because it makes you question, is that real or is that not? And they could still be questioning that. And I think that's why Rick Devins gets votes next week, is because they might still think, like, that was a fake idol. Because it looks so fake. It's a string with a couple beads on it.
Bright pink.
Bright pink, which I guess they said was the same paper he pulled out last time. Like, they could still be thinking that's fake, so you have to throw the votes on him to force him to play it. Otherwise, like, you know, Rick's fine. But again, like, why is Rick able to find this one easier? Because he's already found one. Mm-hmm. And, like, once you find one, it's so much easier. And, like, I'm sure Lauren's out there looking and she's out there hunting, but she's got one. She's feeling good about her position. She might not be looking as hard as she needs to be.
Yeah, I'm sure the emphasis behind searching for an idol is so dulled when you already have one. I remember Gabby was tipped off that Dan had an idol because on the, oh, what was the green beach with Allison, Johnny
Tommy? Was it Tommy?
Something with the Tavua?
Tiva.
Tiva, yeah. Tavua was some other green tribe recently. Gabby said she was tipped off because that whole Tiva beach was idol hunting, and Dan was like, nah, I'm good. Mm-hmm. Like, no one is good on hunting for idols unless they already have one.
It's like, it's like a job search. Like, it's a lot easier to say, like you have a job, I want to get a new job. Okay, but you have a job, so you're not looking as hard. Once you're unemployed, it's like, crap, I need a job. I need to go find. So there's a lot more initiative. You might be saying, oh, I want that. But if you already have one, it's not as urgent. And I think that's where Lauren's at. It's not urgent for her. It's super urgent. Like, right now, Rick Devins is like, he has $4 left in his bank account if he doesn't get a job. And his
loans just came in.
Yeah, and it's April 30th, and rent's due tomorrow. Like, he knows that. But for everybody else, like, they're feeling good about their position. And I think they're all getting a little complacent where it's like, ah, somebody else will find it. But, you know, Rick
found it. Rick found it and Rick won individual immunity. So you can't even spread the wealth there.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So I do think, though, I think that he gets the votes next week because I have to make sure that it's real. I hope that he doesn't win at Final Six because I would love to see him have to, you know, play. Like, I want to see him have to play the idol and then have his back against the wall, not find an idol at Final Five and just, like, have to figure something out. I really wish they would – I don't think – if he plays it at Final Six, and I know they hit it. I think they hid one for Ben, and then Ben found it at Final Five. But I don't know if they're going to hide one again, being that Lauren's is still in play going into Final Five.
So you're saying if Lauren or Rick plays it at Final Six, you're wondering if they'll rehide it?
Because if there's still an idol in play, do they need to hide another one when there's only one girl left?
I bet they will. They probably don't care. Because think of the fireworks.
Yeah, I know. I was kind of hoping, because there was so much time after Rick found it. I was actually hoping that the idol
nice and early.
I was hoping that the idol nullifier was going to make another appearance because they all know about it. They know it's a real thing.
Okay, I was curious about that. I mean, obviously it worked out as perfectly as it could have worked out last season. It would have been cool to see this again this season because it also probably won't work out most times that it's played. I'm curious if it'll come back, but I mean for this season, if it comes back now, that feels a little cheap almost.
Yeah, because then it's too late in the game and it's like, all right, now you have Lauren and Rick who are both have a chance to go home at Final Five or Six, whatever it is.
And even though they know what the nullifier is, they haven't like watched it before. So it feels dirty.
Yeah, it really does. I think that's something that'll show up again in 39 or 40, but I don't see it. I just, the way it happens, and I was like, we about to see a nullifier? Because that's way too early. They normally hide this for at least a little bit. Even if he found it on day 32, like pretend that it was day 34. You know, you could just edit that around. So I don't know. But let's talk about the reward and the immunity, because these
love
are two,
the reward challenge. Yeah. Putting that out there.
Great challenge. I love them running through. Poor Julie. Just tripping and falling over and over and over. She has nothing. And her scream on the last one at the ball, just like you hear, like, it's just amazing. She just screams. She's already laying there.
I want to put this out there because I know Julie's probably not getting a lot of love. She is. I am absolutely loving her. If for nothing else other than just her reaction to things, she is having the most visceral and natural reactions to everything, and it's hilarious because that is exactly what I would do. So Julie, if you're listening, I think you're hilarious. I think unfortunately your shins are probably still bruised today, but I thought that was hilarious. I thought last week when you were hyperventilating that was super funny, even though I hope you're very healthy too. That challenge was fantastic. We saw on Ghost Island the group throwing the basketballs up onto
Brendan Shapiro.
Yeah. I remember seeing – yeah, was it Brendan and Sebastian?
Brendan knocked his off, and that's how he went home.
That'll do it. Sorry, Brendan, but I really like this challenge. Yeah, that was great. I love how you have to toss it up, which is hard in its own right, as I think Lauren and – I think it might have been Victoria who are really struggling. And then you have to run through that whole thing and catch it. That was really great.
Yeah, we got some good moments from that. And, like, we got, like, Victoria's amazing hand-eye coordination. She's laying on her back and, like, reaches forward and grabs it. We had some really good moments. We also got to see just how tall Lauren is because, like, she's just standing right. She just took it right off. I mean, she's huge. But, yeah, I like this challenge. I really severely question Gavin, though. It's terrible. I don't like what Gavin did here.
Oh, yeah, that was dumb.
Who would you have taken if you're Gavin?
The fact that Julie, who from all we know about her relationship with Aurora, doesn't like Aurora, the fact that Julie said, like, hey, what the hell are you doing? That's a big red flag for me.
Yeah, so taking Victoria makes sense. Whatever. She's his number one. You got to make sure you're number one. Also, like, Victoria, I feel like, is somebody who, like, if you didn't take her, she could probably spin the game on you. So, like, take Victoria. But to not take Aurora and to take Lauren instead, and using the excuse of, oh, you haven't, like, I'm doing this because people haven't gone on many rewards. And, like, didn't Lauren go on the one? Did she go on the one last week? Or I don't even know. Lauren hasn't gone on many. She's only gone on two rewards the entire season.
Vic also went on, pretty much every reward pre-merge.
Yeah. So, like, Aurora is definitely somebody who has not gone on anything. And she took it really well. But once again, it's these little things that Devins is doing where he just turns to her and she's like, wow.
Which, like, is pretty natural. Like, whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a very natural quote, but it's like when he says, wow. And then it's like, pause, pause, pause. It's pretty clear, huh? Like, he just is like, he's pushing all of them really, really hard right now. And I really like it. I mean, I think it's really smart. You have to do everything you can to just turn these people on each other as much as you can. And yeah, I mean, if Devins doesn't win immunity, they vote for him. Yeah, but just start planting those seeds in Aurora's head, so maybe she works with you and you don't have to play the idol that's already sitting in your pocket.
Yeah, I thought that was really crazy. And I think Gavin is someone who – Gavin had like a really big episode last week. And what I've always loved – what I've always liked so much about Gavin, and what I think is like a huge part of his relationship with everybody is that he has a really calming demeanor. But in this situation, it almost seemed aloof and almost like, I don't particularly care, which I know that's not how he is. And I know that's not how he was in that situation. But when I watched that, if I was Aurora, I would have felt, okay, there's zero sympathy here. There's zero compassion. And I'm being left out for the millionth time.
Yeah. And if I ever go on Survivor, I think that the way I play it up with the rewards is if I win, I'm taking the people who were second and third every single time. I don't care. Like, and I would say that off the top so everybody knows I am just taking whoever the two closest people in this challenge were, because that's my strategy. Because
And that's, you can't argue that because that's what happened.
Yeah. And you can't argue it. And you could say like, oh, well, why would he take this? Well, I told you straight off the bat, like whoever gets second, whoever gets third, that's who I'm taking with me. Because there's just too many times that we see this screw people over, and it didn't bite Gavin tonight, but it definitely started the wheels turning in people's heads. And it might be part of the reason why Lauren ends up – well, I mean, if you don't take Lauren and you take Aurora instead, Aurora probably still is getting a target. So it's an interesting little situation. But I think Gavin might have hurt himself in terms of, like, maybe getting a vote or something like that. You know what I mean? Because, like you said, there was no compassion.
Yeah, because you're right. If he takes Aurora, Aurora still has a target on her Mac. But if he doesn't take – if he takes Lauren – or takes Aurora and not Lauren – Lauren's not going to be on a warpath because she and Gavin haven't been that close for that long. So when he doesn't take Aurora, that already gets the cogs turning in her head. And even though she had no power to save herself, she already knew it was coming.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So it's like, but then she didn't know it was coming. That's what's weird. Like, then she didn't. Yeah. 'Cause then she still thought that they switched their minds at Tribal.
I feel like that's something, I mean, I'm sure she believed that. But every single confessional in this episode, she knew she was being left out. And she's like, I don't understand why I'm getting left out. If she's saying that and she's smart, she knows something was coming her way. She probably just really thought post-immunity challenge, like, okay, maybe I'd be able to turn this around. And just clearly didn't.
Clearly didn't, yeah.
What'd you think of the immunity challenge?
I liked it. And I like this word puzzle because it wasn't a hard one. This was like one that fit with the theme. Yeah, metamorphosis. Oh my god, that's still the worst thing.
What was the Carl and Davey one? Perceptions?
Perceptions, and they had perspective or something like that.
Yeah.
It was something like that. It was perception, and they had – I forget exactly how it went. But anyway, this one I liked, and especially like – I liked when Jeff said, like, you don't want to go home tonight. And everybody's like, tonight.
Tonight.
That's what the – like,
Jeff, keep talking.
Yeah, and I think like if you're going into Survivor, you look for those words first. Idol, I think Victoria had put vote down. You look for edge, like edge of extinction. Like, these are the words of your season. You have to look for those things. And what always happens, like, no, like, you're safe tonight, like, safe from the vote. Like, those are normally what they are. And I liked it tonight, like, not living on the edge tonight. I thought it was a really good quote. It didn't take them that long to figure out. Gavin, I don't even think, like, had gotten there. If he had just gotten there by the time that Rick was already figuring it out. Everybody was making progress on this puzzle, and it wasn't fake progress. It was real progress. I think Aurora had living at the top. I forget. I think somebody else had, like, tonight at the bottom. Like, people were figuring this puzzle out, and those are much more interesting than the ones where, like, here's a random word. Good luck.
Yeah. Spell perspectives backwards, please.
Exactly.
I also liked that they had the walls up to prevent people. I'm normally, like, all in on people cheating and people looking over on the other boards. But for this one where you're spelling out, like, a very specific sentence, I want you to be able to figure that out on your own. Even though Jeff was kind of coaching them over there, I liked that they couldn't look over.
Yeah. Yeah. And in this challenge, we got at Jeff announcing that everybody was doing well. And then Victoria putting her blocks down and Jeff saying nothing and her just being like, Jeff, I'm playing.
Thanks.
I thought that was fantastic.
Hi, Jeff. I'm playing.
Yeah. I thought that was great.
I thought that was too. So, Phil, we haven't talked about Victoria much. Correct. Please. This is, I'm about to alley-oop this up to you. Is Victoria a threat to win?
Yes and no. So up until tonight, I was so convinced that Victoria was going to win this season. And I really want my pitcher of beer and I really want my large pizza because Alec said he'd buy me both, which anybody who actually thought Alec had spoilers, get the heck out of here. The guy has no idea what he's talking about. Like, look, he thought the edge of extinction
was coming back tonight.
Yeah, he convinced us all that that was happening. And when we tried to argue with him, he'd be like, no, it's happening. It didn't happen. So, no, Alec doesn't have spoilers. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Also, we would never let someone come on here and talk about spoilers. We would never do that.
Yeah, we would never do that. So, yeah, Alec didn't have spoilers. But I really wanted my pizza and I really wanted my beer. Tonight, I'm worried because – okay, let me go through. I'm glad you asked because I was trying not to talk about Victoria too much. But let's spend the next 27 minutes talking about Victoria. So here's my list of things that Victoria did. It's on this page here, and then it goes on to this page here. So that's two different pages of notes on just Victoria's moves tonight.
Tonight?
I'm just kidding. Oh, those are my notes for Survivor and The Amazing Race. But, okay, things in Victoria's favor. Let's start there. Tonight – for anybody who thinks Rick Devin's going to win, this is one of the main reasons I actually don't think he's going to win. In Previously on Survivor, which actually hasn't been in that much of this season, in Previously on Survivor, Jeff said Rick Devin's made this, blah, blah, blah. But it was there was a backup plan in place from Victoria, Gavin, and Lauren, and Aurora. He said Victoria first, and this was in the Previously on Survivor. But it gave the credit to that group of four instead of to Rick Devins, which is interesting because if he's going to win, everybody – like they could have glossed over this previously on and just talked about how big Rick's move was. And he played an idol. He saved himself and Aurora went home. But they made sure to give the credit to those four people. There's a reason for that. Aurora's gone. I don't think Gavin's getting the final three. So that's either for Victoria or for Lauren, one or the other. So that goes into Victoria's favor a little bit. Another thing that I think – can help Victoria is that she's still playing strong enough of a game where she's giving and she's giving into things she has to give into, but she's not giving into everything. And tonight she had to give and she did it. But if Rick, she wanted Julie out, but I think that she also realized I can still beat Julie. It's just, I was closer with Aurora than I was with Julie. Yeah, she hasn't gotten the confessionals. She has the least confessionals left in the game. But Rick Devins is the only one with a lot of confessionals this season. So if Rick Devins wins, that's one thing. If he doesn't, Lauren has two more confessionals than Victoria does. Gavin has three more confessionals than Victoria does. And Julie has five more confessionals than Victoria does. So, yeah, fun fact for everybody who's confessional counting, second highest total of confessionals in this game right now, in the final five, not counting anybody on Edge, is Julie Rosenberg. So – yeah, confessionals I don't think mean a thing this season in terms of number. Yeah, definitely doesn't mean anything. But what I worry with Victoria is she's not showing off her game enough. And I liked the line she had 2 or 3 weeks ago where she said, you know, if you're going to show – like you have to show your moves, but you don't want the jury to think that it's you, but you don't know. But now's the time. It's final five. You have to tell them what you're doing. Like you need to put your neck on the line and tell them what you're doing because Rick Devins is doing that. And whether you love him or you hate him, Rick Devins is winning over the jury right now because he's telling the jury what he's doing and he's showing it off. Go read Stephen Fishbach's People Magazine thing tonight. He gave the fish sheet to Lauren, but he talks about how the jury's looking for people like Rick Devins. And if he gets to the final three, somebody else is going to have to convince everybody that it was their moves that got Rick Devins there, not Rick Devins' moves that got Rick Devins there. So go read that if you get a chance. I just worry that Lauren is starting to kind of show her hand a little bit and Victoria's waiting a little bit too long. That being said, Victoria,
she's going to win 10-0.
Absolutely.
And excuse me, 13-0. This is a small village that's over there on the jury.
Well, no, she'll win 12-1 because Julie gets Ron's vote. So.
Oh, true, of course. Yeah, I think that's where I'm nervous for her. And it's super important to concede because when people don't concede, they make themselves super obvious. But I feel like she's almost conceded so much to the point where she's going to get up at Final Tribal and she's not going to have a ton of a story. That's what I'm nervous about for her. I think Lauren has a pretty obvious story. I think Rick has an incredibly obvious story. Even Julie can probably pull something out. She can say, you know, I lost my ally. You guys, everyone turned on me. I kept persevering, won an individual immunity. Gavin has a pretty decent story. The Aurora would have had a really good story. I think Victoria, there's got to be one more big thing that happens with her.
Which could still happen.
Yeah, exactly. There's still so much game left to play.
We don't know who's coming back. We don't know any of that. I just keep going back to, and this isn't the amount of confessionals. It's the every episode. She's had every episode except for one. The only person that has had confessionals in every episode is Rick Devens on this season. The only person who has had confessionals in every episode except for one on this season is Victoria. That's so weird to me. Because if you're sitting here, like if I called my mom right now and said, Mom, what did Victoria do in this episode? She'd go, I don't know. What did Victoria do last episode? I don't know. What did Victoria do the episode before? I don't know. Like, and I think it's weird that she's getting so – she's gotten a confessional in every single episode except for one. And maybe I'm just looking too far into it. But, like, the reason Rick Devens is getting so much content right now, the reason why he had back-to-back episodes where he had 10 confessionals in each, is because he's the biggest personality by far left in the game. And if he's going to give you these great confessionals, you're going to air them. Because that's what people want to watch on TV. They want to be entertained. And not for nothing, and I love everybody left, and everybody knows I love Victoria, but – her confessionals aren't the most interesting. They're really not. So, of course, you're going to give more to Rick Devens. But Victoria's gotten one in every single episode except for one. And I'm not going to give up on Victoria winning this season because I'm going to get my pizza. I'm going to get my beer.
Phil, if you give up on Victoria, I don't know what we're going to talk about.
I don't either. I don't either. Well, good news for anybody who really hates Rick Devens. If you despise Rick Devens with a burning passion and you hate the man and you hate everything about him and you hate that we love him, Intern's going to be doing our finale predictions with us on Sunday. So get ready for some real – Rick Devens love.
For the people who have been missing Intern, he is coming back with us Sunday night. He'll be our final guest. He will be followed by quite the array of survivors. We were super excited because last season we were able to have a previous castaway as a guest for almost every predictions podcast, but for this one we did, and that's super exciting for two people who have never played Survivor before. And there's no better way to cap it off than with our intern. So we're really pumped about that.
And I'm telling you, we are doing a segment that is just like a news report from Intern on Rick Devens.
Intern, the last time we had Intern on the podcast, Rick Devens had just been voted out. Mm. And I think that's when you were on your bye week and he was crying. It was very sad.
Yeah. I wasn't there for that one. I wish I would have been because I wanted to hear what he had to say. But now he's like, so I will say this, going into Sunday, like when you're going to listen to our predictions of the what's going to happen in the finale, Intern's picking Rick Devens to win. So will Alexa and I do the same? I'm not going to spoil anything, but no, I won't. But Intern's picking Rick Devens to win. So get ready for a lot of Rick Devens defending. And if you don't like that, don't listen on Sunday because it's going to happen.
But please listen because we want your views and we want your attention.
Yeah, obviously. And also, like, if you really – like, I won't defend Rick as much, and this way you can just insult Intern the whole time, and that's fine. I'm going, whatever. That doesn't bother me as much. Just don't take your shots at me, please, my wounded pride. But, yeah, I mean, what do you think? Honestly, do you think Victoria can win?
No, I don't. At this exact moment, I don't think the jury is paying attention to her. And I don't think even if you take Rick out of the equation, I don't think they are, you know?
Yeah, it's a weird thing. I was – seriously, tonight was the first episode where I said, damn, that sucked. Like, and every other episode, like, I don't just say that somebody's going to win because I, like to troll. Like, when I kept saying Michelle was going to win, like, I really thought Michelle was going to win. And then towards the end, I was like, oh, Aubrey's probably going to pull it out. I think it was right before the finale. I think that was the first time I actually said Aubrey's going to win. That was when I wavered, and I said Aubrey's going to win, and Michelle pulls it out. And right now I'm wavering because
– you see true to yourself.
Her episode just wasn't good tonight. It wasn't a lot – but she – see, she got two confessionals tonight, right? That's all Victoria got. But, like, I counted the time in between each like she had, like, a confessional, and then there was, like, 8 seconds, and then she started talking again. And I think that only counts as one confessional. And then later in the episode, she had, like, one confessional and, like, 9 seconds between it. And then another – then she started talking again. I think that only counts as one confessional because nobody talked in between her. So, like, she had these really long, drawn-out confessionals that counts as two. So, I don't know. I have no idea. I think
you're going to double up and say that counted as four.
I think it only counts as two. I mean, based on like everything I look at, it counts. I think they have a 10-second rule where like
I always wondered how that's broken up.
I think they have a 10-second rule where if there's not 10 seconds in between one half of your confessional and the other half, it only counts as one. And she was like on the cusp both times of getting to an extra one. But either way, like after watching tonight, I think if anybody's going to beat Devens, it's going to be Lauren. I think that she had a really, really, really great episode, and I'm fine with that.
And how crazy were we telling – I feel like we thought everyone was crazy like 2 weeks ago when they thought Lauren was going to win. Now I'm totally seeing it.
Yeah, it's been a weird season, and that's what I mean. Like, I loved Evans. I don't want him to win because I think it's a better season. If I go into this finale and at Final Four, it's Lauren, Victoria, Julie, and Eric Hafman. Like, that's what I want as, like, a Final Four, because I have no idea who's winning the season if that's the Final Four.
Right, and I love that. Even now, I have no idea who's winning the season, and I really love that because there's Rick, who I can't imagine how he gets there, and then everyone else.
Yeah, exactly. But the I can't imagine how he gets there. All he really has to do is win one immunity, play an idol, and win Fire. Like, yeah, it's a lot, but that's his easy. That's a clear – that as crazy as it is, that's a clear path.
It's a clear path.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I think the one that I have the hardest time seeing get to the final three right now is Gavin, because I think that Gavin has started to reveal that he's a threat. He's taken a little bit more control than I think he would have liked to, or he wanted to take the control, but I think it's not going to work in his favor. And I think that he could be one of the first people voted out, depending on who comes back from Edge of Extinction. I think he'd be one of the first people voted out of this finale. I have a hard time seeing him in the final three.
I mean, if Eric comes back, he's in trouble. I think if Kelly comes back, he's in trouble. I think any – I'm trying to think of who else he really, really got. I think if – I mean, if Julie – I don't think – I'm trying to think of, like, who – if Chris comes back, what – Does he know Gavin's name? Like, there's a lot of weird factors.
I just think with Gavin, like, everybody else, like, I can see how you get there. Nobody's brought Lauren's name up. Nobody's brought Victoria's name up. Julie, I think people want to take the damn with them there now. I just said how Ricky get there. Gavin's is like, I feel like Lauren's going to try to defend for Julie more than she's going to try to fight for Gavin. Victoria will probably try to fight for Gavin, but if, like, Lauren wins immunity and she's like, hey, Victoria, like, let's get rid of Gavin, Victoria's going to do it. Victoria's going to get rid of Gavin in order to save her own game. So, yeah, I have a hard time seeing Gavin in the final three, though I will say, out of all the years we've been doing this, and you know, what Will and I did the first episode in season 29, this is the first time ever that I can see any of these people making it to final three and getting votes.
Yeah, and I love it.
That's amazing, because normally we just say, oh, this is the one that's not going to happen. This final three is not going to happen. But what's the most unlikely final three right now?
Probably Rick, Gavin, and Lauren, or Julie.
I think it would be Rick, Gavin, and Julie is probably the least. Because that would mean
Gavin together, I don't see happening.
Ricky and Gavin together is probably the hardest one. But then we don't know who's coming back from Edge of Extinction. I just think it's a really interesting thing, because normally you could count out, like, okay, who was it last season? You kind of knew, like, Allison's not going to make Final Three when you're going into that finale. You knew in –
Davey had a really hard path.
Davey had a really hard path. Millennials versus Gen X, you knew that you weren't going to get any combination of Jay, David, and Adam. You knew Hannah and Ken were probably going to sit there. Maybe Brett was in there, but you knew that – either David, Jay, or Adam was going – like, two of those three were going home before the final three, so you could count that out. Right now, there's no final three that I sit there and go, nope, can never happen. Like, I could see all of them happening just because Ricky go on an immunity run. It could be Rick, Gavin, and Victoria. Like, why not?
What? Why not?
Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot.
That's what I'm loving about this. That's I think, at the end of the day, as much as it's been a weird season and kind of frustrating from – an edit perspective and just a, like, how we're getting to know these players perspective, if that means that we're going into a completely unpredictable finale where we don't even know who's returning, I'm all for it.
War Dog is returning from the Edge of Extinction.
Confirm. There it is.
Confirm. Yeah, I mean, that's really the last thing we'd have to ask. Before we go into Sunday, do you have a take after? Because we did get that huge moment on Edge of Extinction. We didn't talk about that yet.
Oh, yeah, we didn't talk about that.
We got that huge moment. Who are you feeling coming back?
So first, I still had – who did I have last? I think I had Eric last time, which I still buy. I think Eric talked tonight. I don't
– Eric had
I,
a good I, one tonight.
Did he have a good one?
Yeah, because he brought the box in, and then he was sitting there, and he was talking to himself saying, like, you've made it. Like, you're –
This
will be such a cool story, all that.
Oh, yeah, that was good. I think Chris is getting Chris was, like, up on his Aquaman – statue, like, what was that? Chris is looking real good.
Yeah, I mean, I that want it to Bryce. Be yeah, because has Bryce just, like, he heard that. He's not even listening to the podcast. It's 1 a.m. He's asleep and he's like, Chris is looking good. Like, Zaddy.
Good Zaddy.
Yeah. But I agree with you. That, to me, felt like one of those, like, at the reunion, he's sitting on the rock all by himself. They show that scene. Then they have, like, they go to Chris, and it's like, Chris, you didn't play a perfect game, but you made it back in. You were voted out third, and you still finished, like, sixth place. How does that feel? And he gets, like, his, like, well, Jeff, it feels really good. And Jeff goes, okay, commercial break. We're out of time.
Rick Devins, back to you.
Yeah, back to Rick Devins. Also, who are you sitting next to in this front row, Rick? We don't know these people. Yeah. But I just – yeah, tonight, that was a big, big, big Chris moment. And was he the last one? Well, I guess it kind of jumped around after him because then it went to Aubrey. She was in there with her, like, little weird.
Got the last one.
David got the last one, right?
No, David got a good one, but David cut into someone else, but for some reason I have in my head that it was Reem who got the last one. But
it was Reem. You're right. It was Reem. You're 100% right. Yeah, because it was her sitting there saying like I'm a survivor.
Yeah, which was cool.
Yeah,
shining beacon of positivity, Reem Daly.
So funny that they said.
Yeah, her and Aurora. That was awesome. I could just watch her, Aurora, Ron, and War Dog just going at it. I could watch that. That would have been a fantastic season. Would you rather receive a letter from your family or from yourself?
Myself.
That I could have seen that coming.
Yeah. I love myself more than anything. So, but no, I what I like about this, everybody's seen the family visit, everybody has seen these letters from family and all of that. And it's like, we're so proud of you, blah, blah, blah. But when you've been out there, especially think about Reem, this is day 33, I think they got this, or day 32, whatever it was. She's been out there for 30 days, right? You forget the mindset you were in coming into the game by then, because you've just been sitting there for 30 days. And I think to read something from yourself and be like, look at what you've accomplished. And I think that was the big thing for all of them in this one, was like coming into this, and probably not so much for Joe or Aubrey or Wentworth or David, but for all the other people to sit there and be like, this is what you set out to do. You didn't do it, but look where you're at anyway. I think that that's really cool, because getting it from the family, yeah, you'll cry, and yeah, it'll be emotional, and it'll be great, but I just think that there's something about, like, have you ever written something, like, to yourself and then found it, like, 4 years later? Because I always think that that's, like, I do that all the time, and then you find it, you're, like,
emotional and very, like, sentimental, and it gives you a rush.
Because then you can see where you were at that time, because, like, how much does your life change in 30 days when you're starving on an island? It changes quite a bit. Yeah, so that's – I don't know. What were you – you were going to say family, I feel like, because of how you're –
I was going to say family, but I think – yeah, in my head I liked it. I think, like – I don't know. At first glance, I was like, wait, letters from themselves? Because I think I didn't realize that they did that and realize that they wrote letters to themselves at the beginning. But I really like that, because this has been very lonely for all of them. And even though they've all been together, they're still competing against each other. And especially for someone like Reem, has been doing this for the entire season. And at this point, they're all going to last the whole time. I like it. And I always like that emotional stuff. And I think that's a good, kind of a good boost that they're all going to need going into this challenge.
And I'm sure that somebody took a picture and put it on Reddit, but I don't want to look at Reddit. But there was, like, on the parchment, the words "back in" were in there. And so I think that this was, like, one of those, like, last, like, if you can get through, like, this is your last thing before you get.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah. So I think that that's, it's like one of those, like, if you can get through this, here's something to pump you up before you get back in. Like, I don't know what it actually said, but I think it was like one of those, like, you're close, hang in there two more damn days or three more damn days, because it's coming and you're going to be back in the game. You just got to get there. Yeah. And I liked it. I thought it was interesting. I don't know if they do this every season. This might have just been done for this season because they knew that they were going to implement it into the game, but I don't know.
They always get letters from home, but those are usually wrapped up in a reward, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know if they always write, like.
Yeah, maybe they do. I liked it because you're right, because that's when it's coming from your family, I don't know when they write them. So it's like, I'm so proud of you. Like, you're doing great, even though they haven't played yet. This is you, like, you're playing. This has always been your dream. You know how you're going to come out to play. So it probably means a lot more coming from yourself rather than your family, who's going to say something a little more generic.
Yeah. And we got this great thing. And I don't know if you noticed it because it was really quick, but when War Dog was sitting there his first line to himself is, "What up, War Dog?" And then at the bottom of page 4, he writes, "I am the War Dog." I love him.
Just so you know, his name is the War Dog.
But I just love that that's what he wrote to himself. I am
the War Dog. No, because it's got War Dog twice in it.
Oh, himself. Yeah. I love it. Like he writes the whole thing in the third person. He's out of his mind.
That's his thing. He's out of his mind. So, yeah. What else do we have, Phil? I think that might be it.
MVP.
Lauren?
Yeah, I think it's Lauren. That's what I think.
Or Rick. I mean, honestly, either.
Yeah, I think it was more Lauren, though, because Lauren made the Aurora thing happen. And if Lauren didn't make that happen, Julie goes home tonight. Rick, this wasn't Rick's move. This was Lauren's move. So I think Lauren's MVP. Lauren hasn't gotten an MVP yet.
That is crazy that Lauren hasn't gotten an MVP.
Hasn't gotten an MVP yet. We have two. So here's what we got. We had three War Dogs. We had a David. We had an Aubrey. We had three Rons. We had one Rick, one Victoria. But we have no Lawrence.
Wow, Aubrey, what a throwback.
I know, week 3. So I think Lauren should be the MVP of this week. And because this was her. She pushed the buttons to make this happen. So I think it should be her. Other than that, yeah, I guess we'll just be back on Sunday because this is the last time that we're going to be podcasting on Wednesday because next week I'll have to podcast on Thursday.
Yeah, we're going to – and then I guess we'll be back to Wednesdays for Amazing Race. But, yeah, for the next week, we will be back this Sunday at after Game of Thrones time.
We're pretty – 10:30?
Yeah, probably around 10:30, depends on when the episode ends. Obviously, we have to dissect the episode a bit, so probably a little close to 10:40. But, yeah, around 10:40 Eastern, 7:40 Pacific, we are going to be live with intern Robert. We're super excited to have him back on for our finale predictions. And then we will be live on the Thursday, the day after the finale, for our finale recap. We'll come up with a time as things get closer. And then we'll probably do an Amazing Race podcast, ?
Yeah, probably. We'll see what happens. Yeah, we'll see. I mean, I don't know. Carl showed interest, but then I don't know when I'll have time with Carl to figure it out.
So. Yeah, we will do Amazing Race at some point next week. Starting once Survivor ends, we'll be able to be a little more consistent with that. And then hopefully get a couple interviews, do a couple recaps. So yeah, we're really excited to see how this season finishes up. In the meantime, make sure to become a patron of the Survivor Specialist. Go to patreon.com/Survivor Specialist. We've been putting out some really good retrospective ones. We did the showman's bracket, which was a ton of fun. We did our season 40, if it might be possibly, maybe all winners. We did our draft of that. So if you guys have any more ideas for what you guys want to hear, just for our retrospectives, for our Q&As, for our $20 patrons, let us know. We are all ears. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and hit subscribe on YouTube. Give us 5 stars on iTunes, and we'll be back after Game of Thrones on Sunday.
Bye.